Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. Wow, it is Friday. It's frigid out there. 20 right now, getting to a low of 13 tonight. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you here on WILS. Tonight, we will find out why Democrats are so incensed by the potential EPA's heads, his position on climate change. In fact, they boycotted the vote in committee on him moving forward. Scott Pruitt, Republicans went ahead anyway. But why is this going to end up being such a major issue? Also, a man who says that Donald Trump is the president that's going to have to reveal extraterrestrial involvement with human beings. He'll be here to tell us what he knows about this, something he's been dealing with for decades. But let's begin with what's happening here in the Lansing area. We hear a lot of reaction to President Trump, but what do Republicans here in Lansing think about it? Linda Lee Tarver is with us, president of the Republican Women's Federation of Michigan and the former chair of the Ingham County Republican Party. Linda, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and did you grow up in this area?
Absolutely. Born and raised in Lansing.
Yeah. How do you end up being a Republican then?
My parents were actually Republicans. They were born in the early 20s, and some of the issues that they faced, they knew that in the South in particular, Democrats were closing school doors, were not allowing black students to come in, and they were doing a lot of lynching down in Alabama where my parents were from.
And now, what's it like to be a Republican in such a largely Democratic area?
Well, the issue is not necessarily being a Republican in a Democratic area. The issue is promoting our platform and our values and being consistent and not necessarily concerning myself with what others think. That's one of the beauties about being a Republican in this county, is that our policies work. They're working across the nation in areas that are implementing conservative principles.
Yeah. Why do you think so many people, especially in Ingham County, are Democratic-leaning versus Republican?
It could be handed down. I have asked several friends and family members about the platform. The Republican platform 2016 is published, as well as the Democratic platform. I think if people take a look at the platform, and both platforms, they can identify what political values they really embrace. And I think that for many years, Democrats have had a great talking points and communication tools, or whether good or bad, they've been able to communicate that they're the party of the people and different things like that, when in reality, people who look like me weren't really getting help. That was evident by Detroit and Chicago and other areas.
And what? But you say people look like you. You're an African American,
correct?
And what's especially with your ethnicity being Republican? Does that make it any more? Does it change your viewpoint on the political equation?
I can tell you that from being a Republican, an active Republican, I have had conservative views all my life, and fiscally conservative, socially conservative, spiritually conservative, you name it. I have been a conservative all my life. However, when I finally decided to engage in the political process, thinking that it would be welcomed, that African Americans have arrived, we shall overcome, and we have overcome the stigma of being equal. Equal, not necessarily the same in politics, but we have an equal opportunity to choose which political party we want. And when I first came out, and still even to this day, came out politically, so to speak, I was really lambasted by Democrats. Democrats, very upset about my presence and what I represent in terms of being African American and Republican, or a woman and Republican. And that is the biggest challenges that I've had, not from Republicans or the Republican Party, but from Democrats.
Well, why do you think most African-Americans lean towards the Democratic Party, then?
I think it's been passed down. I think it's something that has been passed down, and people will look to the areas. I think some of them are, it's more advantageous to run as a Democrat than a Republican in highly Democratic areas. But in terms of seeing results under the leadership, We've not seen them in Ingham County.
Well, we're still waiting to see what will happen under President Trump. Linda Lee Tarver with us here, president of the Republican Women's Federation of Michigan. And what are you expecting? What do you think so far of what President Trump's been up to?
I know that in terms of the work that he's done in 2 weeks, he's been on the job for 2 weeks, quite proud of what he's done so far. And he's approached his work as president as any other business person. Mm-hmm. You've hired me to do this job. I promise certain things, and I'm going to deliver those things. And based on the election, he's looking at it. I was elected to do the things I promised on the campaign trail, and I'm quite proud of that. One of the dividing issues for Democrats and Republicans, in particular women, is the abortion. I'm pro-life. I think that we have a pro-life president, and he is appointing pro-life people in his cabinet, and I think that is going to be a hot button issue.
Do you think we're going to see Roe versus Wade overturned at some point? Then
I don't know that we are going to get there, and I'm not necessarily saying that it should get there. I'm saying that what we can agree on in the immediate time is that we should not have late term abortions. We can at least agree on that.
Oh, really?
And if we can agree on that.
You don't necessarily think Roe versus Wade should go at this point. Do you think it's just part of our country somehow?
I'm not saying that it's a part of our country, but I'm not advocating that we repeal anything right now. I think that it has to go through the courts and look at the Constitution, and if we can get it repealed, then that's fine. My optimum world would be where we don't have abortions. Mm-hmm. However, I'm living in realities, and what we can agree on is, at this point, some small steps to get there is that we should value life and the life of the unborn.
Let me ask you this, Linda. What do you think the African-American communities, especially in our urban areas, what should they anticipate under President Trump?
I think what he's done so far is work and sit down with specific leaders. He has sat down with people who didn't vote for him. He sat down with Steve Harvey, who has really received a lot of criticism. Mm-hmm. He sat down with the gentleman who's a football player. He sat down with black leaders just recently. He sat down with Martin Luther King III. Okay. He sat down with several leaders looking at
the
situation in urban areas.
Say, you know, on the other side, they'll say, look, these are mostly just photo ops. What is it that you think he's actually going to be able to do to help, especially the struggling communities in our urban centers?
Well, what he's promised is jobs, and that is one of the things that he has promised. They need jobs. Mm-hmm. They need people to come in and look at the infrastructure and to invest in the communities. What he's promised, I believe that he'll deliver. The other thing is he's concerned about safety, and he was looking at Chicago. I've had a cousin murdered in Chicago, a young woman, 25 years old, murdered in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it's real.
Yeah.
And it's real when it's your family.
He seems to get criticized when he does that, President Trump does. What do you make of that?
Well, coming from somebody who's lost, who's had three family members murdered, I don't really care what they think. I think that he should get into cities like Detroit, where my husband's had three nephews murdered, and places like Lansing, where I've had a family member murdered, and places like Atlanta, where I've had a niece murdered. So if we get into some realities on what's really going on in those inner cities and doing what we can to help them, regardless of political party, because this is not about politics. The people who are grieving their lost loved ones is not dealing with politics. They're dealing with the fact that they live in in carnage, and that is what he's called it, and he's finally said it. We have a president who can say it and willing to do something about it.
What do you say to Democrats, though, that say that someone like Donald Trump really can't relate or really begin to understand what these communities are going through?
Well, then I would argue that the people who are there that are continuing to allow it to happen and doing nothing can't relate either. I mean, if you're living in a city like Chicago, where I've had family from, I've spent summers there, and it is very dangerous in Chicago. Let us not fool ourselves. You've got to deal with the realities. Unless you are living under seven figures, you're subject to some of the realities of Chicago. And it's not unlike some of the war-torn countries.
And he's certainly taken action so far. We'll see how he addresses these issues. Linda Lee Tarver, president of the Republican Women's Federation of Michigan, right here on WILS. Linda, great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yep, 614.
Thank you. God bless.